In Acts chapter 2, a passage we're all very familiar with in verse 42, talking about the early church, our brothers and sisters from the first century, we're told that they were devoted to the apostles in the act of teaching, that they were also devoted to the fellowship, they were devoted to the breaking of bread, and they were devoted to prayer. Tonight, I want to talk about fellowship. Amen? And if you go into the, I don't know, your job or your school or somewhere, and you ask somebody to define, you know, ask them, what is church? They'll probably tell you the church is a religious organization. Some will say, well, it's a religious institution. But my Bible defines church as the family of God, as the fellowship of believers. That's what we are. That's who we are. And a lot of times, we don't see ourselves that way. Jesus viewed the church very differently. I'm going to look at a few passages, and then we're going to do something different tonight that we haven't done in a while. In Matthew chapter 12, in verse 46, while Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mothers and brothers stood outside wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside waiting to speak to you." He replied to him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" Pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and my sister and my mother." Look at what Jesus is saying here. His physical mom and brothers apparently was preaching. And they came, they wanted to see him. And they told him, "Mary and your brothers and sisters are waiting outside, they want to talk to you." He says, "Who are my brothers? Who's my mother?" And the Bible tells us that he's pointing to his disciples. He says, "These are my mothers. These are my brothers and sisters." He's basically saying, "This is my family." Amen. Are you with me? Now you say, that's not a big deal. It is a big deal. I don't know about you. You know, it's something else to be a part of a physical family. It's something else to be a part of the family of God. In John 2, in verse 16, Jesus called God his Father. He didn't just say, you know, yeah, the guy up in the sky, the guy up in the heavens. He says, "That's my dad. That's my father." The Bible tells us in the Gospels that the Spirit says, "Abba, Father." If God is our Father, if God is Jesus' Father, we are all part of the same family. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. The Bible commands us to love the brotherhood of believers. When you and I come to church, it's not just, oh yeah, I sat next to that brother or that sister, and then, you know, we go our rest of the way, you know, the rest of the week. That's not it. These are the people you're going to spend eternity with. And people from other cultures and from other nations. You know, I've always wondered what the conversations are going to be like in heaven. But if you think about it, I think it's going to be very similar to what we have on earth already. Because as you and I are seated here right now, we can all start praying to God. And he hears all of us at the same time. When we get to heaven, I don't think that's going to change. It's not going to be as if, okay, you know, Audie's in line and I got to say, you know, bro, come on, man. I need to talk to the Almighty myself. Would you get it on and give somebody else a chance? It's not going to be like that. We are going to have an opportunity to be talking to him at the same time. And he's going to hear us. Why? Because we're part of the family. We're his children. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. 1 Timothy 3, verse 15. Just write the references down. You can go look at them later. All right? 1 Timothy 3, 16, 15. I'm sorry. Paul writes to Timothy and he says, you know what? This is how people are supposed to conduct themselves in the household of God. That's what we are. We belong to the household of God. Amen? Amen. Again, we know all the one another passages. at least we should be familiar with at least a lot of them, where God tells us to be hospitable to one another. That's 1 Peter 4:9. The Bible commands us to pray for one another. James 5:16. God commands us to serve each other in love. Galatians 5:13. The Bible calls us to teach and admonish one another. Colossians 3:16. The Bible calls us to forgive one another. I'll give you just Matthew 28 as a reference, verses 23-25. There's so many passages that talk about that. What am I saying tonight? The church is our true home. Yes, we have a biological family, but these are your real brothers and sisters as far as God is concerned. Are you with me? And that's why we got to make sure that it's great we come to church at midweek. It's great we come to church together on Sunday to worship God together. We got to make sure that we're spending time with each other throughout the week, that we're in contact with each other. Praise God today for our cell phones and text messages and all these, you know, nice new technology. Are you using it? It can be a good thing and it can be a bad thing. You know, I've seen people sit on the same chair and they're texting each other instead of talking to each other. Okay? Text somebody when they're not in the room. If they're in the same room with you, you need to be talking to them face to face. He's like, what are you doing? I'm texting you. I'm right here. Talk to me. Hey, I'll tell you that in my text. That's what some of these teens do. Okay? I hope we don't do that as adults. But we need to be interacting with each other. We need to be talking to each other. But the question is, how many of your brothers and sisters do you really know? Seriously. It shouldn't be that, you know, we just come to church, oh yeah, we're gonna hear a message and whatever. Oh, I love to see this person. We need to plan our fellowship. Where every single week you come in and you decide, you know what, I'm going to talk to somebody new today. Don't just come in and, you know, plop down in your seat. Don't do that. Stand up. Go introduce yourself to somebody. I don't know that person. All the more reason. You just made my point. Go introduce yourself. Smile. You remember SSI? Smile. Say hello. And introduce yourself. I promise you they will not bite you. If they bite you, come talk to me. Okay? But I promise you they will not bite you. Don't be intimidated by the way people look. Just go up to them and smile. Introduce yourself. Are you with me? But see, it's important that we do that. Because it doesn't just happen naturally. You know, the other night, my wife and I were getting ready to go to sleep, and we're watching Leno. He's about to go off the air. Jay Leno, that is. I think this guy called Jimmy Fallon is going to take over. But anyway, and so there's this stuff he does. He'll just go out into the crowd with a cameraman, and they'll have pictures of different people, and he calls it jaywalking, you know, where he goes out and he says, you know, do you know who this person is? And it never ceases to amaze me how people don't know, quote-unquote, world figures or even politicians. It always amazes me. You know, the other night, he was out there and, you know, he had this guy on the screen. Could you go back? And Jay Leno is out there and he's asking somebody, who's that? And the guy goes, oh, that's Jackie Chan. I was like, I can't believe this. Do you know who that is? That's Kim Jong-un. That's the leader of North Korea. He's a short little dictator. But that's who he is. But you see, the point I'm making is, a lot of us know this guy, but do you know your brothers and sisters? That you see at least twice a week. Do you know this couple? They are not from South Korea, I can promise you that. This is Dennis and Judith Horton. They're members of this congregation. Yep. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, next time on Sunday, go find them. Go introduce yourself. As a matter of fact, you may have a chance to do that tonight. This is the one. Jay Leno put this picture up. Oh, I'm sorry. Jay Leno put this picture up.
Oh my God.
He says, now who's that? And this lady goes, Oh, I know, I know him, I know him. The president of the popes. I died laughing. The president of the popes. That's Pope Francis. The new pope of the Catholic Church. Do you know these guys? Okay. They are not nuns. They don't work in the Vatican. Okay. They are members of this congregation. That's Christina Millsaps and Noy Tran. All right? Who's that? Who's that? Now you're pretending as if you don't know him. His name is Justin Bieber, and you know it. He was just in the news the other day. Apparently, he went and I think his neighbor's house cost $20,000 worth of damage. With eggs. Don't even try to pretend. What's my point? We got to be careful that we don't recognize outsiders more than we do members of our own family. That's the point I'm making tonight. Okay? I know him by name. You couldn't tell me to pick out some music that he's done. I don't know. I don't listen to that stuff. I don't even hear what they're saying. And people have told me I don't want to hear what they're saying. That's okay. You know these guys? That's not the band for Kanye West, okay? These are some of our college students. Okay? But the point I'm making tonight is, do you know your brothers and sisters? I'm not just talking about recognizing them, but do you know them by name? Amen? We need to know each other. Jesus says, by our love for one another, that's how the world we're going to know that we're disciples. And I know, you know, we do a great job, I mean, of quote-unquote loving each other and really knowing each other, but I think we've got to take it to another level. We just can't get comfortable by, okay, yeah, I know a few people around me. You should know at least another 20 people in this church. You say, Richard, that's a lot. No, it's not. It really isn't. He said, oh, that's going to be hard. It's hard for me to remember people's names. I'm going to help you tonight. This works. Here's how you remember somebody's name. When they tell you their name, all right? Right here is Barbara. If she tells me her name is Barbara, okay? We're going to break up in a few minutes, and I want you to find somebody that you don't know. The ladies, find another lady. Guys, find another guy. And just ask them about themselves. Ask them, you know, how many kids they have, when did they become a Christian, what's their favorite Bible character. Ask them whatever it is you want, okay? But when you ask those questions, use their name in the sentence every time. You do that 3 times, you will remember that person's name. So in other words, if I said, you know, I'm not just going to say, so what's your favorite character in the Bible? I'm going to say, Barbara, what's your favorite character in the Bible?
Barbara, where do you live? Barbara, how long have you been married? You understand what I'm saying? If you do that three times, you will remember that person's name. That's a little secret. Okay? So I want us to spend the rest of the evening getting to know two new people. Okay? Are you with me? Now, you know somebody, don't go talk to that person. All right? Find somebody that you don't know and get to know them. Just a few questions. You know, you guys are able to talk to each other. And then, you know, find somebody else. And then we'll wrap it up with prayer in a little bit. Are you with me? Because what you don't want to do is we get to the other side and go, hey, wait a second. Hey, I know you. I know you. You and I were in the same church, right? No. I was in Gwinnett. Oh. So I was in Denver. Sorry. You look like somebody that was in my church. It shouldn't be that way. Again, I don't know how it's going to be on the other side. The Bible says we're going to be like God, so I guess we're going to know everybody when we get to that point. Maybe we'll know everybody's name. I don't know. Are you with me? But it's important that as the family of God, as the household of God, as the fellowship of believers, that we really get in the habit of really getting to know each other better. Amen? So I'm appealing to you. When you come to church on Thursday night, on Sunday, don't just go sit down somewhere. Find somebody you don't know and go introduce yourself. If you get in that habit, I promise you, by the summer, you will know half this church. That's all it's going to take. He said, I'm shy. Well, that's how you're going to get out of yourself. I'm shy too. I know a lot of you don't believe that, but that's okay. But just talk to one another, amen? So, brothers, find another brother. Sister, find another sister. Let's have some fellowship.
And I'll close this out with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so very grateful that you have placed us in families. Father, that not only you've placed us in families, but you've made our families a part of a church. Father, that you've given us brothers and sisters. Father, that we'll never have to be lonely. Father, help us to not be afraid to talk to each other. Help us to not be self-conscious about anything, but to know that we are dearly loved by you and that we love each other. Father, help us to have closer relationships so that we can be encouraged and encourage one another, so that we can receive the training and the discipline that we need and the correction, the rebuking, all of it, Father, according to your will. Father, help us to truly be there for one another so that, Father, this just isn't an activity, Father, but it is our very lives that you've given us. Thank you for all our brothers and sisters. We pray for those that are sick, Father, that you be with them. Father, we pray for those that are without work, Father, that you will help them find work. Those that are struggling financially, Father, that you will help them and help us to help them. Father, there's so many needs, and only by talking to each other will we become aware of them. Father, thank you that you have put this on Richard's heart tonight. Father, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.